from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Viking Ocean's Viking Orion departed Port Everglades on Wednesday, marking the first time the line has sailed from Fort Lauderdale. A second vessel, Viking Star, is also set to sail from the South Florida port next month. Together, these ships will operate Caribbean and Panama Canal voyages through the winter. Originally a river line, Viking expanded into ocean cruising in 2015 and has since launched seven cruise ships. And Disney Cruise Line has revealed that it'll have a float in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, themed after its upcoming ship, Disney Wish. The ship-shaped float will carry 15 Disney characters who represent the stories on the vessel, including Captain Minnie Mouse, Princess Tiana, and Cinderella. The New York City Parade will air nationwide on Thanksgiving Day from 9 a.m. until noon on NBC. And finally, Princess Cruises and Holland America Line have announced that they are allowing more passengers on board who have mixed vaccinations. This is welcomed news for Canadian cruisers who have received mixed vaccines. As always, guests must be fully vaccinated, mixed or not, at least 14 days prior to the sailing. You can check the line's individual websites to see which vaccines are accepted on what cruise line. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday, just slightly, all less than 0.2%. Carnival Corporation, 22.35%. Royal Caribbean, 83.77%. And Norwegian, 25.52%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.